you have to be passionate about something in life.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk about it to everybody. Once you're talking about that particular passion, what you want to achieve in life, what you want to do in life, what means a lot and a maximum to you. It could be just a simple thing about, I don't understand how the stock market goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep talking about that problem to everybody. You will get the best of advisors and the minds to come and help you as to how to interpret the stock exchange.
You are listening to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast, the number one podcast in the world for leaders who want to be the best. Each episode is designed to help you recognize and overcome your leadership challenges and achieve great success at your work. This episode is brought to you by your host, Payal Nanjiani, a world-renowned leadership expert, executive coach, and author known for her leadership talks, corporate training, and executive coaching. To know more about Payal, visit her website, www.payalnanjiani.com.
Welcome to yet another episode of the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, and I am delighted to introduce in this episode our guest for today, Sunil Goyal. Sunil is the managing director of Your Nest Venture Capital, an early stage venture fund he co-founded in 2011 and manages a US dollar 45 million fund corpus deployed over two funds. Sunil is one of India's early angel investors with healthy exits after his invested startups were acquired by Twitter, Paytm, and PCCW. Before becoming a full-time early-stage venture capitalist, he was a senior executive in the telecom and FMCG industries, where he played leadership roles in the growth of Airtel and Dabur. He believes in conscious capitalism and relishes driving businesses that involve a high sense of purpose and vision. Sunil is here today to talk to us about setting yourself for peak performance. Welcome, Sunil, to this episode of the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. It is such a treat to have someone like you speak to us today.
Wow, fabulous. I'm delighted to be there with you.
Thank you. And before we dive into the main focus of today's discussion, Sunil, I'm sure our global listeners would love to get to know more about you. So tell us a little bit about your backstory. Just how did you get to do what you are doing as a venture capitalist?
Very well. As a backstory, I'm a Delhi boy, brought up here in Delhi in India.
Mm-hmm.
Eldest of four siblings, married for 26 years. I and my wife decided not to have kids. So we said at that time it was nothing can come in between me and her love. Mm-hmm. But today I would say that my work and my purpose in life does come in between.
Uh-huh.
From there, if I have to talk about why I do what I do, I was in 11th standard,
mm-hmm.
and this was 1984. We had a class of economics, and our professor walks into the class. It was that day a thinly attended class.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call him Professor Sharma. And okay. Professor Sharma came, sat in the chair, and that day he said, if you have to ever respect or rather worship a profession, what it could be. It was a very, very difficult question for those young boys and girls at time for us to respond. He himself at the end shared his perspective and said, entrepreneur. Mm. And Payal, 1984, we only used to look down upon anybody who was a businessman at that time in India.
Oh, yeah.
And this gentleman says he's the guy who creates jobs.
Mm.
Very, very wow. difficult for me to imagine what he was saying. And it's a flash memory in my mind. It changed my life from that moment onwards. For the next 6-7 years, I prepared myself for decision-making roles.
Mm-hmm.
Being the eldest in the family, I had my father, my papa, happened to include me in every decision since the time I was 13. So that also brought me some ability to take decision making, and my courses enabled me to be a much better analyst. The journey of respecting an entrepreneur today, or a meaning of entrepreneur, is better understood by me today when I see companies, a noble profession like teacher or a doctor, if they become entrepreneurs like Baiju's or Vedanta, the amount of value they create is many, many fold in their noble profession. Mm-hmm. So yes, this is what I've been living for. This is what I do today. I partner with the entrepreneurs, handhold them wherever I can as a venture capitalist. And the journey started with two such founders. One was Dabur, a 100-year-old company where I worked with the founders and learned as to how to allocate capital and how to evaluate these businesses to invest in. And then came Sunil Bharti Mittal, the first generation entrepreneur who taught me how to scale the business, how to have that imagination. So with that background, it was much easier for me to now walk into to launch Your Nest Venture Capital and start partnering with the startups from India.
Wow. And that was a great overview, Sunil. I mean, you really had a great journey, and you still have. And like you said, you know, it's now growing, and you're so passionate about what you just said. So tell me something. The buzzword in the corporate and business world, which you also must be very well aware of, has always been peak performance. And you are working with so many businesses, whether they are, like Twitter and Dabur, or they are startups. What is true peak performance in your opinion?
It is about being happy, realizing what you wanted to realize as a person. It is about, being wanted. It is being admired. You know, I would say the peak performance is the one, it comes in when you're free to express your opinion. That is what is peak performance. You're not holding back. You're actually sharing. You're openly coming about what change you want to bring in. The peak performance is nothing but, in my words, a relationship of love. You know, a relationship of love is such a relationship wherein you just give in your best without thinking about what you will get in return. And that's the time in any, today's young executives and everybody else, the millennials, actually they want to live for a purpose. The moment they find a purpose in a particular role and they get that, let me tell you, the peak performance should happen on its own. You don't have to define it. It is just a feeling that comes from within, that I am at the right place at the right time and am allowed to do my best every day.
You said something, Sunil, that, when you are performing your best, you're not going to be worried about the results. And, we have listeners from all over the world, and I'm sure this is a concept which, we hear a lot in the Eastern philosophy. But what would you say, like, when we say that, give your best, but don't worry about the results? If you had to explain this quickly, what would it look like for everyone to understand and really get to this point where they are performing, but they are not really worried about the result as such?
See, Payal, first thing in our Indian mythology, ethos, it is grind, that results have many external factors to it. There are many other elements that control the results that you achieve. What you have to be focused on is, what are you doing to be able to change things around you? What are the input that you're giving? And while you're in that journey, in the midst of it, are you relishing it or enjoying it? If you're not, I mean, the key element is walk away at that time. Do not walk away once the results are announced. Results will be announced later. Don't worry about it. For me, here I must share one story.
Sure.
In 2007, I actually decided that I'll quit Bharti Airtel and become an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there was in New York City, there was a firm called Waste Management. It was valued at $16 billion, quite high in valuation. And I was living in an Indore city, central India. Indore is in Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh. Mm-hmm. And I said, I will start the waste management company there. And if there is a need for me to clean a gutter as well, I'll be ready to clean a gutter. Now, mm-hmm. that was the feeling that I was getting in. So I wouldn't have bothered about the result at that time, but I would have bothered about as to what I want to do. Will I enjoy? In case on walking on those streets of Indore city, I would have, they were clean, neat, everything else. I would have rejoiced it. And thankfully, mm-hmm. I may not have done it, but the collector and the governor and the district magistrate, the DM of Indore has made sure Indore is one of the most loving cities of India today.
Wow.
Cleanest cities of India.
Mm-hmm. So, and just like you explained this situation and you gave this example that, okay, this was where your focus is, that if I have to do this, I will do it. Also, are there any experiences or any situation where you did not give your best and you actually realized it?
Oh my God. In the family relationships, there are always situations when a person like me, I'm still, I'm there, but mentally I may not be there. So mm-hmm. that's one thing that I have to work on myself as an individual, that I should not be thinking of work or looking at my mobile phone when my family is around me. So that's mm-hmm. one area where I have to improve upon. But on a business side, there is one regret that I was not able to give my best at one situation. Mm-hmm. This was a Bharti company called Brightstar today.
Okay.
In that company, I became the CEO at the age of 42. Mm-hmm. Most of my direct reportees were 52 years old or so, average 52. So mm-hmm. they were elderly. And at that point in time, one, I thought experience is equal to capability. And that was one mistake done by me. Mm-hmm. And hence, I had to correct that very quickly to see that they need a leader from the point of view that they need direction from somebody. And that's the reason I'm there. While mm-hmm. I was onto it, the one area that I could have handled well, I had an exceptional contributor. Mm-hmm. That guy quit. And the reason that guy quit, because I happened to get a director over him, in between him and me. Mm-hmm. And the director, I got to know within 2-3 months of his joining that he is not up to mark. And not being up to the mark, I went to the director HR and I told him that this particular person is not come to our expectations. We need to have him move out.
Mm-hmm.
I could not take that firm footing out there that my company will go under in case I don't get that director removed from the company.
Oh.
Since I did not put my foot down, first time or once in my lifetime, I've lost an exceptional contributor in my career. And that is still pinches me. And today, when I talk to my entrepreneurs, one key parameter that we keep on looking at is not only retention of customers, retention of employees is one of the most important parameter in our thing. When our entrepreneurs go start doing town halls, they start engaging with the employees, they are there with them, they're communicating with the employees, we feel much better so that they are able to. Even one person leaves the startup is a very, very bad signal, mm-hmm. For us who are investors in that particular company. So, yes, that's one area that I could have handled better.
Mm-hmm. So you have learned from your experience, Sunil, like you said, that, okay, even when you think of it right now, you feel, okay, this is where I had, not played big and I should have actually. So everyone has the potential to do big things. Just like you mentioned that, keep moving ahead and give your best. But what stops the majority of the people from giving their best and playing big in the, in the business and in the corporate world?
Oh. Again, I'll tell a story that is just recent, and the context out here is people don't reach out. They hold back. And we were interviewing one candidate for a manager position in UNS Venture Capital. This person had cleared four rounds of interview. We gave him four case studies to solve. And this gentleman was presenting all the cases to us. He did very well on the three cases. And on the fourth case, he happened to get stuck. Mm-hmm. And my partner, who himself is an executive coach, Sanjay Pandey, he asked him, to solve that case, what could have we done differently? Since I reached out to my friends, I reached out to my network, I read, I listened to various podcasts, etc. I did my best. This is what I could have done, maybe more. Mm. You know, on that, my partner Sanjay mentioned to him, maybe you should have picked up a phone and called Sunil Goyal, the author of the case, and asked him what is expected of him. Look at the dramatic response that I got from Sanjay. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's so easy that if a problem has to be resolved, reach out. And, you know, there are many examples out here, but this is a simple case for you to, for me to share.
Wow. And you rightly said that, Sunil, that, you know, most of us, we read everything. We know the information is out there, but we will not take that action. Like you said, that a simple actions can just lead to so much and it can really bring out our potential. And so are there any strategies that people can apply in their own career life that could help them be peak performers? Maybe you have applied them, or maybe you would, you know, advise them to use and apply these as they move ahead in their own career. What would be some of the strategies from your end?
Well, I normally assess myself very low on IQ. Mm-hmm. And during my schooling, I would say that I was a very dumb boy. And some things started changing during college. I started getting to get some confidence because of the courses that I picked up. However, the first change, the desire to do better, came in after reading a book. Mm-hmm. And today only I read a quote, books can be dangerous.
Why is that?
Reading one can change your life.
Absolutely. I'm an avid reader. I love that. I just love what you said, Sunil, you know, that reading books can be dangerous. It's definitely going to change your life.
So in 1990, when I started my career in Dabur, somehow I happened to catch on to the autobiography of Lee Iacocca. Okay. And just reading that that autobiography, I happened to set a goal that by
so let me ask you just 1 minute here. Who is this person who you're speaking about? I'm sure our audience would love to know.
He was the CEO of Chrysler. So that's how, you know, I don't know. I actually don't remember much of it. I only remember what I learned from that his life. I learned that from his life, that set a goal and go after that particular goal, you will be able to realize it. While I was going after that and happened to set a goal for myself for the age of 35, this was, I must be 21, 22, and I set a goal for myself, 35. I was achieving all of that at the age of 32, and I moved to a new role. And the role happened fine, and there comes one day. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous in my career. I was to move from strategy role or a corporate planning role to a chief operating officer role with every particular function reporting to me. I was wondering, as a finance guy, how will I handle sales, marketing, customer service, and so many other questions were coming to my mind. Mm-hmm. I reached out to one gentleman who was on the board of Bharti Airtel, Donald Cameron, and asked Donald, what is your advice? He said, Sunil, to perform better, please have 5 mentors. Now, I said, I've always had one mentor, and actually I've had a mentor since my school days. So he says, no, now you need to have 5 mentors. Each one of them will be specialist in one or the other area. You should know who to pick that phone to and reach out to him whenever you're in a trouble. And they should know that you consider them as their mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that changed the thing. I happened to get so much of guidance from the mentors that I started appointing from there on as mentors, advisors for me. I listened to them. That was one game-changing moment.
Wow.
And the second one was, while I was being considered for this chief operating officer role, I met my current co-founder, mm-hmm. Sanjay Pandey. He came to meet me just for a casual meeting for half an hour, and he could read that I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm.
He spent 3 hours with me as a coach and just started digging as to what I'm nervous about. And I was nervous about, obviously, this new role. Somehow I introduced him to the Airtel corporate. I reached in my role and I find him walking the corridors of my office, and the corporate office nominated him as my executive coach formally.
Wow.
My God, things changed so dramatically, because now there was somebody mm-hmm. who was making me aware of my weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
who was bringing that out and bringing in the forefront as to what I need to be doing better and how I need to be doing better. So the second I would say is executive coach.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to look at the third thing,
mm-hmm.
this is about surround yourself with people who are far more multiple time talented than you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can do so, in Hindi, there is a slogan, but in English, I would say, you are an average of mm-hmm. 5 people around you. So
true.
The company that you keep determines what you are. And we have to make sure that we are living in a company which is adding to our skills, strengths, etc. If you're able to do so, and as an entrepreneur, this is a very, very important thing. Every entrepreneur needs to surround themselves with talented people.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, these three things have worked.
So Sunil, when you said that surround yourself with people who are more accomplished than you, and I so agree with you on that, but I have heard that there are most people, they struggle to surround themselves with people who are more accomplished. They ask questions like, how do I get to those people? These people are not going to connect with me. How do I approach these people? What would be your one guidance for them on this struggle?
See, you have to be passionate about something in life.
Mm-hmm.
You need to talk about it to everybody. Once you're talking about that particular passion, what you want to achieve in life, what you want to do in life, what means a lot and a maximum to you. It could be just a simple thing about, I don't understand how the stock market goes up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep talking about that problem to everybody. You will get the best of advisors and the minds to come and help you as to how to interpret the stock exchange.
Mm.
Okay. So, but you have to live with the problem. You have to share that particular problem. You have to tell your purpose. The moment you keep telling, I was on sabbatical in Bharti Airtel in 2010 mm. when I was trying to decide what next in my life. On my LinkedIn profile, I wrote on sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine at that point in time, you're saying that you're out of job.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So the benefit of that, I got so many people who reaching out to me, and I learned. That was the time for me to be open, and many people started getting associated with what I'm thinking next in life.
Wow. Okay. So I think that's so much that we miss on this one aspect of, like you said, just, be open and talk your passion out to people. They will connect with that. That was wonderful. And I know your time is really busy, Sunil, but I definitely want to ask you my signature question, as always. If there was no dictionary, if there was no Google, what would be Sunil's definition of leadership?
See, today I have started equating mm-hmm. it with the traits of an entrepreneur. I would say a leader is a person who takes calculated risks.
Mm-hmm.
He is the guy who is very analytical. He knows that rewards will be multiple times higher then the effort that he's going to be putting in, mm-hmm. and he goes after that particular strategic choice. So he's analytical. That's the first part of it, and takes calculated risks. That's okay. That's the end result of that particular aspect. As I said earlier, he's the person who knows how to make most of limited resources.
Mm.
He will find a way out, whatever are the resources available with them, how to maximize the output that you're looking at. And the best way, obviously, is to share your dream. And a person who shares his dream and gets the more talented people to get associated with you, you've started your journey of leadership.
True, absolutely.
To top it all, one favorite thing that I must mention, he's the guy for whom opinion counts of everybody else. Mm. So listens very, very passionately. For him, leader is a person who will do whatever is required. He has the conviction. He has the insight. Means he will act with conviction. But before acting on conviction, he will be so inclusive to listen to every opinion that is there in the room that once he decides, everybody walks along with him.
Wow. Okay. That's a great wrap, Sunil. I must tell you, the stories that you shared and the case studies that you shared were awesome. And those were some really incredibly useful insights. And it's been such a pleasure speaking with you, Sunil. Thank you so much for your time and for being with us here on this episode.
It was a pleasure interacting with you, Payal. Thank you for putting together such wonderful questions.
Thank you. And until the next episode, here's to our listeners to keep in touch with me on my Insta page and LinkedIn, along with Sunil Goyal is also on LinkedIn. So wishing our listeners loads of success. This is Sunil Goyal and Payal Nanjiani signing off for this episode. Thank you.